From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Oil prices hit new highs today as Senator John McCain called for a summer vacation from federal gas taxes. The Republican presidential candidate spoke in Pittsburgh today. He said temporarily lifting that 18 cents a gallon tax would give Americans a break during the summer driving season. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, this idea is part of McCain's recent approach to economic policy. He's been trying to strike a balance, sticking with his belief in the limited role of the federal government, while trying to show concern for Americans facing tough economic times.
John McCain gave an economic speech in Pittsburgh today against a backdrop of more grim economic news. The second sharpest jump in wholesale prices in three decades, and a surge in mortgage defaults last month that put nearly a quarter million families at risk of losing their homes. McCain says Americans are also in danger of losing another vital resource, confidence.
I leave it for others to speculate on the technical definition of a recession. It's all a little beside the point if it's your plant that's closing and your job that's gone, and when you are facing foreclosure or back in debt, after years of hard effort, are hardly able to buy food, gas, or heating for your home.
McCain is trying to show he understands those concerns after conceding the economy is not his strongest suit. He suggested a number of ways the government could provide short-term relief, beginning at the gas pump.
I propose that the federal government suspend all taxes on gasoline now paid by the American people from Memorial Day to Labor Day of this year.
The gas tax holiday would cost the government about $10 billion in lost revenue. McCain also called for expanded aid to college students who may have trouble getting student loans this fall from increasingly cautious lenders, and he repeated the proposal he made last week to help struggling homeowners refinance. McCain makes that process sound simple. Homeowners could just pick up a form at their post office and swap their costly adjustable mortgage for a fixed-rate loan guaranteed by the government. After listening to the speech, college student Anoma Oviasu wondered if it wasn't too good to be true.
It's very ambitious and sounds very nice. I don't know how he's going to go about implementing that change.
McCain didn't mention that lenders would have to forgive a portion of the loans. On this tax deadline day, McCain also called for an overhaul of the federal tax code. He suggests cutting the corporate tax rate, doubling the exemption for dependent children, and offering taxpayers a streamlined alternative tax system with a bigger standard deduction.
Americans don't resent paying their rightful share of taxes. What they do resent is being subjected to thousands of pages of needless and often irrational rules and demands from the IRS.
McCain would offset some of his tax cuts by reducing federal spending. He proposed a one-year freeze in the government's discretionary spending and repeated his promise to fight lawmakers' pet spending projects.
I will veto every bill with earmarks until the Congress stops sending bills with earmarks on them. I will keep vetoing them.
McCain gave only a nod to health care and energy policy today, although he's promised to make both a part of what he calls his pro-growth agenda. And he reiterated his support for free trade one day after his Democratic rivals addressed a manufacturing forum here in Pittsburgh and called for tougher trade policy towards China.
We can compete with anyone. Senators Obama and Clinton think we should hide behind walls, bury our heads and industries in the sand, and hope we have enough left to live on while the world passes us by.
Many voters, including Republicans, have grown wary of unfettered trade. Pat Hasse runs a specialized metals company here in Pittsburgh. Even though he does much of his business overseas, he says the U.S. can no longer afford what he calls a one-sided trade policy.
We have to look at jobs in this country, and we have to protect good manufacturing jobs that are the basis of middle-class America, that are the basis of what this country is built on.
McCain acknowledged today that economic changes brought on by globalization can be wrenching. He says the government should help by retraining displaced workers. Economist Chris Bream of the University of Pittsburgh says that's easier said than done.
We kind of invented worker retraining here in Pittsburgh because we saw so many jobs went away. And guess what? It's not that easy to take, say, a 50-plus-year-old steel worker and make them into sort of, you know, a database administrator. It's not going to happen.
McCain, who's been getting his own retraining in economics, said today it can't be separated from the rest of life. Economics is about our deepest hopes, he said, and that's especially true this election year when the economy is uppermost in voters' minds. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Pittsburgh.